live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Guardian Letterkenny are warning people to be aware of the risk of bogus callers after a number of incidents in recent days. Meanwhile, the senior guard officer in Buncrana has opened a consultation on the local district policing plan for 2020. Over 20 elderly people in Donegal waited over a full day before being admitted or discharged from Letterkenny University Hospital so far this year. And a cautious welcome has been given to the progress of works at Moville Community College. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Hargan coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, the Taoiseach says the mood music of Brexit is now good after an increase in meetings aimed at getting a deal. Leo Varadkar spoke briefly with Boris Johnson earlier and hopes to meet him next week. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
After weeks and weeks of doom and gloom being the tenor of talks, there's some renewed hope as the tempo of meetings is quickening. Arlene Foster suggested last night that the DUP position on Northern Ireland's only solutions is softening. And earlier, Boris Johnson and Leo Varadkar exchanged messages promising to meet next week in New York at a UN summit. Finance Minister Pascal Dunhu's also been meeting his British opposite number, Sajid Javid, for the third time in a matter of weeks. The Taoiseach thinks that things are starting to look just slightly more rosy.
The rhetoric has tempered. The mood music is good. There is a lot of energy and a lot of positivity. The difficulty is that when it comes to the substance of the issues that need to be resolved, the gaps are still very wide, and we've no time to lose.
And therein lies the rub. Talk is well and good, but substantial plans haven't been laid. The UK did submit some technical plans to the EU today, and they're being examined by the Commission, but we still don't know what Boris Johnson's plan is, or if it will be enough to satisfy the EU and protect the single market and avoid a hard border with Northern Ireland.
Guardian Letterkenny are warning people to be aware of the risk of bogus callers after a number of incidents in recent days. Gardaí say there have been reports in the wider Letterkenny area of people seeking access to houses while purporting to be employees of various companies or public services. Gardaí are advising anyone with a genuine reason to call will have proper ID, and if anyone has any concerns about people calling to their homes, they should refuse them entry and contact Gardaí immediately. The government is being called upon once again to do more to alleviate the trolley crisis. It comes as new figures show that over 20 elderly people in Donegal waited over a full day before being admitted or discharged from Letterkenny University Hospital so far this year. Figures from the HSE show that nationally over 10,000 people over the age of 75 waited longer than 24 hours in an emergency department between January and August of 2019. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the government urgently needs to come up with the funding to relieve the pressure in the country's hospitals.
There's no reflection on the staff in the emergency departments throughout the country, and particularly in Donegal, which I'm focusing on. The problem is that they don't have the capacity. We were told that the short-stay wards would reopen, 10 beds opened. There's a further 10 to be opened, but it's not just a matter of opening them. They have to provide the staff and to provide the extra costs. So I will now be pursuing this with the Minister with a view to ensuring that the government adhere to their commitment.
Now, of course, we know that anyone left in a trolley or waiting to be admitted or discharged from a hospital is concerning. But this age group, over 75 years old, the most vulnerable, I suppose, in society, it just really, I suppose, in your opinion, isn't acceptable.
It's not acceptable at all, and particularly in view of the fact that the government gave this, we thought, a gilt-edged commitment, and they're not able to adhere to this. Not alone is it pressure on the patients, but it's pressure on the staff in the ED who are doing tremendous work and under extreme pressure. So therefore, the additional capacity and additional funding is required, and the beds should be opened.
Submissions are being invited in relation to a local district policing plan for 2020 in the Buncrana area. Superintendent Eugene McGovern says the plan, which has gone out to consultation, will look at a number of issues across the district and what the public believe should be a priority for Gardaí. Submissions can be made via email to buncrana_ds@gardaí.ie, and the closing date for submissions is September the 30th. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Superintendent McGovern urged local people, groups and organisations to have their say.
We get an awful lot of submissions from people in relation to local issues that they may have in their areas. I suppose basically we're trying just to formulate a plan around what local issues that can be addressed during 2020. Some of them are very small issues, but they're big issues to certain people out there in the local communities. And it gives us an opportunity to see what issues are out there and what people feel that we should be doing as a policing service. We're trying to reduce crime. We're looking at our support for victims, callbacks, our road safety enforcement campaign. Basically, we're trying from our own perspective to ensure that we reduce the number of complaints in relation to our engagement with the public. We've already sent out quite a considerable amount of requests to local residents, to community groups, politicians, religious representatives, the schools, and it's just a matter of trying to capture people that are out there that may not necessarily have a voice or may like to communicate with us.
A meat processing company is appealing to protesters to stand down their blockades outside its factories. Liffey Meats, which has plants in counties Galway, Cavan and Carlow, says it has over 500 employees anxiously waiting to return to work and over 400 customers waiting on their delivery of Irish beef. The Taoiseach has used his appearance at the Ploughing Championships in Carlow to appeal to meat factories to recognise a new organisation set up for beef producers. From there, Shane Beattie has more.
The 88th Ploughing Championships draw to a close here in around an hour. The general mood has been as sunny as the weather, despite the dark clouds of Brexit and beef. Agriculture Minister Michael Creed took the opportunity to urge protesters to end their blockades.
When we commit to delivering a product on spec, we've always been able to do that. But the fact that we haven't been in a position to kill in any great numbers over the last several weeks is now putting that in jeopardy.
It's still unclear if more protest groups will follow protesters in Slane and withdraw their pickets. Processor Liffey Meat says it has 500 employees looking to go back to work, many of its 10,000 farmers wanting to sell their cattle, and over 400 customers waiting on deliveries. Speaking at the ploughing, the Taoiseach wants meat factories to recognise the Beef Plan's Irish Beef Producers Group.
And I think that's the way forward. And I'd really call on the meat industry and the beef factories to express their willingness to meet with and negotiate with producer organisations on contracts and on price.
But Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin is partially blaming the government for the beef crisis.
It took the crisis, if you like, to get some of those issues on the table and some concessions made. I think the beef industry itself and the government were too slow in responding to an emerging and growing crisis.
Shane Beattie at the Ploughing Championships, Fianna, County Carlow.
School secretaries are set to strike tomorrow morning for 1 hour before commencing a work to rule action indefinitely after talks over pay and conditions collapsed yesterday. The majority of secretaries are not recognised by the Department of Education as employees, meaning some are only earning €12,500 a year with no holiday pay, sick leave or pension entitlements. The planned action follows a well-attended protest outside the Education Minister's office in Letterkenny earlier this month. Local force spokesperson Kathleen O'Doherty says what they're asking for is a drop in the ocean compared to what the education budget is.
So the department know too well. They have said delay this by in relation to a survey because they want to know how much it costs, etc., etc. But this information has been given to them time and time again. What would put us on a proper equal scale would actually be only a drop in the ocean to what the education budget is and the money that is used in education every year. We're not looking for anything extra.
You say that the department are all too familiar with the situation that secretaries face, but I suppose in particular we did talk before about Donegal Minister and Education Minister Joe McHugh, and he is also very familiar with your plight. Do you feel, in your opinion, is there an onus on Minister McHugh to rectify this?
Well, again, as I've said before, no love for any particular politics whatsoever. But the fact that, yes, I would think, because he is Minister of Education and he is our Donegal minister, and he would be aware of this situation for many, many years. Himself had been a teacher and was very supportive over the years when in opposition. And up until now, I know if he himself, or I think maybe is a better word, that if he had the right to say, yeah, okay, sort this once and for all, I honestly think he would do that.
A cautious welcome has been given to the progress of works at Moville Community College. The Education Minister has confirmed the planning permission for the project is expected to be lodged this September or October. A new architect appointed earlier this year is currently working with the existing design team to finalise the Stage 2A process prior to planning permission being lodged. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says it's vital the pressure remains on to ensure the project is finally delivered.
There was a very powerful public meeting earlier this year where the teachers, the parents and the students, most importantly the students, spoke out about the completely intolerable conditions in terms of the dilapidated structures within the school and the lack of facilities. You know, for example, there aren't canteen facilities for the students at the school. So you have a fantastic educational standard, first class, top class educational standard, but intolerable conditions. So it's really critical that the delays had to end, and I welcome the progress outlined by the Minister.
And indeed, no doubt you will be keeping the pressure on to ensure that this is the final delay in the delivery of this long-awaited project.
Oh, indeed. I mean, we've waited far too long to get the designs to go to planning stage. You know, it's taken far too long. I'm assured it'll be September and October. There have been works done on the temporary buildings there in the school, and some works in terms of disabled access. There's also a survey of the existing school structure that is really needed, and there needs to be works done on that. So, you know, it appears that the Minister and his department officials have heard the angry voices, the passionate voices, but there's no room for complacency, and we will keep the pressure on.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get 15% off your next online order using the code FITNESS. Some exclusions apply.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic games, and Donegal will have four home and three away games in Division 1 games in next year's National Football League. In their proposed list, Declan Boner's side will host Dublin and Tyrone in Ballybuffet, Monaghan at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, and Kerry in Ballyshannon. The three away trips will be to Galway, Meath and Mayo. The fixtures will be confirmed in the coming weeks by Croke Park. Elsewhere, Donegal's Oisin Gallen will head for Australia to take part in AFL trials next week. The young McCool's man will travel with Meath's Kieran McBride to a combine event where AFL clubs will run their eye over potential future stars. At a similar event in April, Wexford's Barry O'Connor signed a contract with the Sydney Swans. The trials that Gallen will be involved will last 2 weeks. The 19-year-old made a huge impact for Donegal in his senior debut year. Meanwhile, Armagh's Ross McQuillan has signed for AFL club Essendon as an international rookie. He'll join Tyrone's Conor McKenna at the Bombers and is set to move to Australia next month. McQuillan, who has played basketball for Northern Ireland, has agreed a contract until the end of the 2021 season. And Dublin and Kerry forwards Con O'Callaghan and Sean O'Shea have won the PWC GAA GPA Player of the Month awards for August and September respectively. Coolah star O'Callaghan scored a pair of goals in Dublin's All-Ireland semi-final win over Mayo. It's a second monthly nod of the year for Kenmare clubman O'Shea. On the pitch tonight in Tyrone and Derry, there's intermediate action. In Tyrone, Pomeroy Plunkets play Loch McCrory St Teresa's, and in the Derry Intermediate Championship, Castle Dawson, they play Desert Martin. Moving on to soccer, and the group stage of the Europa League kicks off this evening. Teenage striker Mason Greenwood, he'll start for Manchester United in their home tie against Astana of Kazakhstan. Arsenal begin their third successive campaign in the competition with a tricky trip to Germany to face last season's semi-finalist Eintracht Frankfurt. Wolves there at home to Portuguese side Braga. Celtic there in France to take on Rennes, while Glasgow rivals Rangers there at home to Dutch side Feyenoord. It'll be a an emotional night at Ibrox as Rangers play for the first time since the death of their former captain Fernando Rixon. A minute's silence will be held before the game. The Arsenal-Celtic games kick off at 5-6. The other three games start at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere, Peter Beardsley has been banned from all football and football-related activity for 32 weeks. The punishment was handed out by an independent regulatory commission after the Football Association charged him with three breaches of rules relating to ethnic origin and or race while coach of Newcastle's under 23 side. The ban will last until the 29th of April next year. Beardsley has also been ordered to complete a face-to-face education course. Locally, Fun Harps have launched a new fundraising project called the Patrons of Fun Harps. Following unexpected financial difficulties after having only played two home games in the last 9 weeks, the minimum donation to become a backer is €100. The club says that these funds will be used to help the teams push to stay in the League of Ireland Premier Division following a tough return to the top flight this season. Fun Harps currently lies second from bottom in the League of Ireland Premier Division, 5 points ahead of UCD in the race to secure a relegation playoff spot. Harps say any donations will be acknowledged on their social media accounts, on their website and in match programmes for the remainder of the season. Elsewhere, former Republic of Ireland and Liverpool star Ray Houghton, he'll be among the speakers at the National Football Exhibition Roadshow, which comes to Donegal this week. Houghton is a UEFA Euro 2020 National Football Exhibition Ambassador, and the exhibition will run in the Regional Cultural Centre in Letterkenny from tomorrow, Friday, September the 20th, until Sunday, September the 29th. Letterkenny marks the fifth stop on the road and follows on from successful stints in Sligo, Cork, Limerick and Waterford. The launch will be held this evening at 6:30 with dignitaries and FAI General Manager Noel Mooney among the other speakers along with Houghton. Moving on to golf, and Rory McIlroy has had an opening round to forget at the BMW PGA Championship. The PGA Tour Player of the Year shot a 4-over par round of 76 today at Wentworth. Patrick Harrington, he sits on 1-over after a 73. Paul Dunn, he's 6-over through 11 holes. Open champion Shane Lowry, he's the best of the Irish after an opening level par round of 72. The Offaly man says he was pretty pleased with how he played on day one.
Very happy the way I played today. I feel like, you know, I was a bit anxious going out today what I was going to shoot and how I was going to play, but I felt like I played nicely, and you know, now I'm back into it. I'm back into golf. I'm back into, you know, after my everything that's happened over the last 2 months is you know, is behind me, and I'm back into the kind of the next run of events, and I'm pretty happy the way things went today.
England's Matt Wallace, he leads by a shot on 7 under par after an impressive round of 65 that included an eagle and 5 birdies. Henrik Stenson, he's 1 off the lead on 6 under par. In the PGA Tour this week, it's the Sanderson's Farms Championship taking place. It's the early stages of this event, but Seamus Power is just 1 shot off the lead. He's in 5 under par through his first 8 holes. That leaves him 1 shot behind the early leader Tom Hoge. He's in 6 under through 13 holes. In rugby, Andrew Conway and Jordan Larrimer are expected to start for Ireland in Sunday's Rugby World Cup Pool A opener against Scotland. Keith Ayres and Rob Kearney have been recovering from injuries this week, and Conway's been tipped to play at full back with Larrimer on the wing if Ayres isn't fit. Head coach Joe Smith, he'll reveal a starting 15 tomorrow morning. And finally, for this evening in motorsport, Formula One drivers Roman Grosjean and Kevin Magnussen there to remain at Haas for 2020. The American team are currently ninth in the Constructors' Championship, which would be their worst result since they joined the sport 5 years ago. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally in news, concern has been raised over speeding issues on Lisnennan Road in Letterkenny. A section of the route is home to a play park, with calls for speed reduction measures to be implemented there as a matter of urgency. Donegal County Council says that the area engineer will review and liaise with Gardaí in relation to what measures, if any, are appropriate, but ruled out installing ramps on the road. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says it is a serious situation and the council must do something.
This goes back really to the canvas, and I stood out there one night with some of those residents, nearly half an hour on that road, and particularly there at Liz Nagrena estate, that, you know, the green area back is right onto the road. There's kids playing football there and there's cars absolutely flying, You know, if a kid was to try and go out there after football, I'd have to think what would happen. So it really is dangerous. I think they should have ramps on the road. It's not so much going up the sand hill, it's coming the other way, coming back down it. They're flying there. And I stood there, I said, for half an hour watching it, and the number of cars that have been flying past was really scary, and especially when you're watching kids playing right beside them as well. So I think the council need to do something there. I know it's very, very difficult to get them to put down ramps, but I think the road needs ramps. And my motion today was seconded by Councillor Brogan, and he's asking as well that we have a workshop around the whole area of traffic calming, because it is an issue that comes up several places in the town all the time, I suppose, and it's a very, very important issue. And I think, you know, the council have a sort of standard answer there now, that they say no, we won't put down ramps. Yeah. But if they're not going to put down ramps, well, then they need to have a solution that's every bit as good as that, and I don't think they have, you know. So I would think that we need ramps on that road, and I'd like to see them there.
Weather now, dry and sunny for the rest of today, in light southeast or variable breezes. The sunshine will be hazy at times, dry overnight with clear spells and lowest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Guardian Letterkenny are warning people to be aware of the risk of bogus callers after a number of incidents in recent days. Gardaí say there have been reports in the wider Letterkenny area of people seeking access to houses while purporting to be employees of various companies or public services. The government is being called upon once again to do more to alleviate the trolley crisis. It comes as new figures show that over 20 elderly people in Donegal waited over a full day before being admitted or discharged from Letterkenny University Hospital so far this year. Submissions are being invited in relation to a local district policing plan for 2020 in the Bunkrana area. Superintendent Eugene McGovern says the plan, which has gone out to consultation, will look at a number of issues across the district and what the public believe should be a priority for Gardaí. And a cautious welcome has been given to the progress of works at Mobile Community College. The Education Minister has confirmed that planning permission for the project is expected to be launched this September or October. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituaries for this Thursday evening, the 19th of September. The death has taken place of Mary Ellen Hannigan, 16 Moyle View, Milford. Her remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11 in St Peter's Church, Milford, followed by burial in St Mary's Cemetery, Remelton. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Eugene Kitley Hegarty, 30 Glebe Gardens, Sion Mills, formerly of Coolatee, Lifford. His remains will repose at his home from 5:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sign Mills, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Renal Unit, Oma Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place in Powys, Wales, of Michael McKelvey, formerly of Brocca Dunlow and Clockwelly Cottages, Letchimica Ward. Funeral will take place in October. The death has occurred in New York of Hugh Ward, Ardlands, Burton Port. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church Acres. Interment afterwards in Critch Cemetery. The death has taken place in Philadelphia, America, of Roseanne Grabowski, née Harkin, formerly of Maharard Mallon. Her remains are reposing at Collins Funeral Premises, Kuldaff, with visiting until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 6:30, followed by removal to St. Patrick's Church, Ahatlay, Mallon, arriving at 7 o'clock. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11, with burial in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Margaret Peggy Duffy, Tona Carrigans. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 10:20 to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with interment in All Saints Cemetery, Newton Cunningham. The death has taken place of Sarah Baxter, Tully Annan, Newton Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral on Saturday morning, leaving her home at 10:15 to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Newton Cunningham Day Centre, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Bernadette Shields, Morass, Tamney, Fanad. Requiem Mass will take place in St. Columbus Church, Massmount at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to St. Vincent de Paul and the RNLI, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Directors. And the death has occurred of Alphonsus Fonzie Gone, Parkview Care Home, formerly of 12 Strabane Road, Castlederg. Fonzie's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass from there tomorrow morning at 11:30, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Francis of Assisi Church, Drumna Bay, with burial afterwards in Cairncorm Cemetery. No flowers or mass cards, please, at the request of the deceased. Donations in lieu if desired to Parkview Residence Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Sean O'Kane, Funeral Director.